Right. It's a good morning and welcome to, you know, Tech Ego. This is, of course, the show where we look at the ins and outs of technology, the ups and downs. Now, something that we can debate on to this morning. I found a very powerful debate. When we were talking about, I remember last year we had two ladies from the State House who were talking about, you know, the fourth industrial revolution and, how it will benefit Namibia, and also how the president has come up with a task force to make a recommendation on fourth industrial revolution. We are yet to have to find out what those recommendations are. But I found a debate. Some people are saying, look, this artificial intelligence, this fourth industrial revolution is actually just going to increase poverty. So there's another group that is saying it's going to increase poverty because it's targeting more of people that can afford. It's more of people that can afford, you know, life, that are the ones that are going to be privileged. Then it's going to disadvantage many. And others are saying, well, nope, it is actually going to create more job opportunities for many. And people are going to benefit because everything is going to be digitized and you will no longer need to go to school to learn how to operate, a certain device. You start to learn as you go. And people will say, look, we already have disadvantaged people and marginalized now. And these people are marginalized whether they have smartphones or not. They are marginalized because they don't understand what, you know, how they can use those gadgets to, benefit themselves apart from using them to destroy themselves. This is... apart from using those devices to, you know, bully others and all that. Then you say, look, there's an issue of, you know, the robotic taking the jobs of many. And that's where many people are basing to say, fourth industrial revolution, who is really coming to benefit from it? So who is going to benefit from it? When we were talking about fourth industrial revolution, I tried to get into what fourth industrial revolution is. And I'm sure when I'm talking about fourth industrial revolution, you understand, because we have done extensively on, we have done, you know, an extensive discussion on it. Though, you know, you cannot really say you have done it all, because technology evolves. And when we were talking to Mr. Likoro, I think it was Tuesday, he said technology evolves every day. In Europe, there are new things that are developed, but for us, they reach us, you know, after a month. And he cited one reason. He cited, you know, affordability as one of the reasons. So can that life be afforded by an ordinary Namibian? Can the life be afforded by an ordinary Namibian at fourth industrial revolution? Or are we just going to push people to the bottom end of poverty? But then somebody is arguing, you see, look, how are we in this age? How are we in this age? Because we are in the middle of third industrial revolution. We are in automation. But what are the people poor of? Are they poor because they don't have gadgets? Are they poor because they don't have internet or data? Are they poor because they don't have network? What are they really, you know, in lack in this time? Because technology is not coming to alleviate poverty or to eradicate poverty, to completely do away with poverty. The technology is come to enhance life, to make life easier. But if I can ask you a question, which side are you? Are you on the side of the one that says this development, this new industrial revolution or industrial development is actually coming to marginalize more people? Or are you on the side of those who say, no, it is actually going to create more jobs and opportunities? Because people will have a variety of choices to make, unlike in this manual work. So people will have varieties of, choices to make and skills to learn or skills to acquire. So, for example, how is YouTube contributing to your life as far as skills is concerned? How is Google contributing to your life as far as skills is concerned? How is it contributing to your education? How is it contributing to your education? You see? But a life before Google, we depended on print. Like a paper, a book must be printed. Information must be on a black and white somewhere. But now, we simply just type in a question, a search engine in the search engine, and then it is the answers are brought out because information is on the go. And will money be on the go? Will it be really easy for one to make money in a digitized world? Of course, yes, because then you are exposed and you are, exposed. You have America at your disposal. You have, China at your disposal. It is just a click away. You are already in China. So you are able to find something to do in China online with the assistive voice technology that is developing. You are able to be a teacher, an English teacher, but you are teaching Chinese, for example, in China, and you are here in Namibia. So it's a click away. And for that opportunity, then needs you to be, on the ground to understand where the world is going. So people who don't understand, who don't know how to, who don't have such type of skills, of course, will be marginalized. Right? They will be marginalized because they don't have that type of skill. But are you of the view that poverty will increase? Do you say poverty will increase in the new development to come? What do you say? Do you say poverty will increase? If you are of that view, If you are of that view, of course, whatever view that you have, you can come through. It was a debate. Like I said, it was a debate, and some people say this will bring more poverty because you will have to be hooked to a gadget. If you don't have a gadget, if you don't have this device, then you are already poor. If you are not intellectually fit to, or if you don't have those skills, then you will be poor. Now, how did the advent of, the introduction of smartphone, for example, contributed to how did it contribute to poverty, and how did it create, jobs? Those days we used to have pick a phone, and this is an example that I give you every day when I talk about smart technology. We used to have pick a phone where somebody goes to, pay money and they make a phone call. And then they came up with a flexi card. So, and because phones were not common, it was not problematic. Nobody really had the phone. But if you really wanted to call, you had a flexi card that you use and then you call. But then the flexi also was kicked out by a recharge voucher where, you now have your own phone in your pocket. So those people who used to do pick a phone, they decided to sell the recharge vouchers, airtime. So from pick a phone to airtime. And then some decided to say, look, we are going to fix phones. They acquired skills. They started to, replacing keypad, replacing screens, and some of them started to sell, screen covers or cell phone covers. They started selling, they found business. And those who did not see an opportunity in that, of course, they were marginalized, they suffered. Right. Those who could not see an opportunity in that, they suffered. So the suffering also comes when you don't see an opportunity in something. You will suffer because you don't see an opportunity in the development. So those who saw an opportunity in the development, in the arrival of new development, they went ahead and they opened businesses. But those who didn't see any opportunity, they suffer. So we will go for a short break and we'll be right back to continue. And
speak your mind while respecting the opinions of others.
How can you say Namibia was brought on a silver platter when so many people were massacred?
No, that's not what I mean. Mm-hmm. I mean on the silver platter.
In terms of the infrastructure.
Of the infrastructure. Mm-hmm. There were schools, there were roads, there were...
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
To grab that victory against Ivory Coast will be a big one for us. It will be the first...
Or social position to raise a child. What does that mean? Baby dumping.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
The commanders say hold fire, they hold fire. When the commander says fire, they fire. They are trained to kill. We are trained to arrest people and bring them before court.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
That's why some of us wear unbranded clothes. Because it's about selling their product.
So talk on Eagle FM. Eagle FM, the eye.
Yeah, so even those people who fix, TV, when smart TV came, and they are now, you know, some of them are out of market. Some of them are out of market because they cannot fix, what do they call this screen? LED or something. You know, they can't fix them because they're smart. It's analog. They are used to analog. Now, even in cars, automobile is changing. We are now talking about electric cars. And if the electric cars come and you don't, you know, update your skills, you will be marginalized because you will not be able to get into the market. You are not going to be able to get into the market. So, if the robots come, the robotics come, you don't know how to, you know, you can
Eagle FM. Let's.
You can have an opportunity. You can have an opportunity to fix, you know, to fix the robots. An opportunity, you know, to fix or to sell, you know, electric car chargers or electric battery, whatever that will be needed. In those, you know, there'll be smart dispensers, smart fridges, smart whatever. So you also have that opportunity to fix them and to repair them. And then you stay in market. Otherwise, if that doesn't happen, then of course people will be marginalized. So I'm giving you two scenarios. But you can come through if you want to be part of the conversation. The number in studio is 083-288-401. You need to give us which one, which side do you take? Do you think that certain people will be, you know, will be poor or will be marginalized? Of course, we have poor people everywhere. But do you think that this development, this industrialization, will contribute to poverty? And how? You know, do you think it will contribute to poverty, or do you think it will contribute to actually, you know, bigger and better opportunities for people to have, you know, more jobs? What do you think this will be? Because in many countries, even when I listen to the debate, they'll say, look, up to 85 million jobs will be lost. Up to 85 million jobs will be lost. And some say up to 95,000, up to 95 million jobs will be created. You see the difference? So 85 million jobs are said to be lost in the fourth industrial revolution. But then 95 million jobs are said to be created. You have an artificial intelligence, maybe facial recognition center. You can be there as an operator. There is, you know, there is always a human hand in everything. There is always a human hand. But then, for this human hand to be, you know, a hand that is really needed, there must be a skill. There must be a skill. And when I was talking about, when we were talking about ICT, my guest said that Namibia is one of those countries that are doing well when it comes to ICT. And it's one of the first countries in Africa to actually, you know, have, you know, to be ranked that they were having better ICT infrastructure. So we hope that Namibia will be one of the countries in Africa that will be, you know, that will embrace fourth industrial revolution properly to the beneficiation of the masses. In fourth industrial revolution, where you just need to sit at home and everything is interconnected, you can do your work from home. COVID-19 has already shown that it is possible. And I believe that, you know, more fascinating innovations will come our way, even to make sure that even those jobs that cannot be done from home will be, you know, be easier. Eagle FM.
Yes, Franz.
Yes.
How is the money?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, good, good.
Yes. Which side are you? Do you think the new development, industrial revolution, do you think it will bring poverty?
To me, I don't think it will bring poverty because the robot required because of the demand of the items or demand of the market. So because human will fulfill the demand. If you look at that, the devices like cell phone and other stuff, the world now, everybody wants to use a phone. We are talking about 3 billion up to 4 billion people in the world that are using phones. Now, people having to be involved on it, maybe on sales and other, but on the manufacture, it doesn't work. Because if you look at the homemade, like homemade cars, like Rolls Royce and the watch like Rolex and others, they are not much on the market because of the times of making that watch or making that car. But the more people have access to money, it's the more the people are getting richer. If there is no demand on the market, yes, poverty can be there. But if there is, that means the sales and let me talk about the sales. Sales will be there on demanding for human. But on manufacture, it's totally different. And the other thing that I wanted also to touch is about saying when those European or Americans launching something new on the market, it's taking 1 month to reach Africa. That's a lie. When they're launching something, that means their agent is already having something to call it a demo, to demonstrating on their shops, on their offices where they are. So when they launching, for example, a car like Mercedes Benz, if they launch it in Europe, in Germany, or in London, or in Paris, so it's already in South Africa, or it's already in MNZ in Namibia. What they need now is to see who is in need of that, who is will be ordered, and then they said, if you go to them and said, no, I want something that I saw it was launched this, last night. They said, this is what we have. They said, demo, we can order for you. So that is what in Africa, we have about 10% of people are that having, that are affording everything that's coming in the market. You see that? Yeah. So that is what we cannot say, no, we are always behind. That is a lie.
We were looking at it from a software point of view. Oh, maybe when it comes to cars, you can be correct.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
Softwares, they take a little longer, you know, a little bit longer to come in the African market.
Yeah, but now that is depending on the agent that you are that is in your country.
Yeah.
For example, if you look at Pastela software, when they are upgraded, that means you are already connected with their manufacturer or with their agent.
You mean the Pastel, the one for account, the one for...
Yeah, for account, accounting and all those things. Yeah, when they are just putting up, adding up something, it's already, you are already connected with them because you are paying in US dollar every day, every time you are, you want something to be updated and all of that.
There is Pastel, and then there is another one. I think, I thought the one that was new was representing, was replacing Pastel. They call it Sage or something. You know it?
Yeah. Oh, but that one I never come across.
Oh, yeah, there is a new software. I don't think there is a new. There is another software that they call Sage. Then I thought it was representing. I mean, replace pastels.
Oh, yeah, replacing the pastel. Yeah,
you still have new. You still have the latest pastel.
Yes, yes, because the market. Okay, for example, the software developers, they are always new coming. Because remember now, everybody wanting to be on that because it looks like it's now the easy way of doing things, right?
Yeah.
Even students and even now, those even the advert market is also involved much on the... Because I was, last week, when they were talking about Kenya, South Africa, and I don't know whether it's Ghana or Nigeria. Yeah, most of their sales now, they are on those social media, which means you need something fast and that it can help all your client or your customer to see what you have in the shops. So it makes it easier when the people are coming to your mall, to the mall or somewhere, they know what they come to looking for. Because it's already activating on that. Yeah, that is what I wanted to add in. But we don't need to worry about the robot. The robot is just, it requires the demanding of the devices. If there's no demand, that means you don't need it to manufacture, for example, 10 billion units of things. Who's going to packaging that? And it's just lasting. Most of the things are lasting for 2 years.
Yes,
it's out of market already. Yeah. Anyway, thank you, Franz.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Yeah. So when it comes to mass production, and when was it when we were talking to a food scientist or a food engineer, agro food engineer, he was saying, look, and during the World War II, after that, people, the population increased and the people needed more food. And that's where people started to, you know, embark on agricultural biotechnology and industrial biotechnology to produce food massively. And they needed to, you know, engineer some, you know, food to crops, some crops so that they may grow faster. So with robots, yes, he's saying no, there will be no poverty. What do you say? 0832888401. That's a number in studio. I'll give you, you know, time to give us your views. He has come up with he's come from Marty Engels explaining his point as to why he's saying there will be no, you know, poverty. Yes.
Yes, Frank.
Yes.
How are you today?
Good. How are you?
That's okay.
Mm.
On the issue of robotic system and poverty.
Yeah.
Yeah, on the other hand, one can say, yes, it can create poverty. Because I was checking on the other guy who invented on his, he established what it is a restaurant in China. Recently, after the lockdown in China, after the corona had broke out, his name is Mao Lok. You know what he did on his restaurant? He invented this robot as his employees, six of them. Now, I was thinking on how he was operating this robotics. The moment you enter there, it detects on the shadow. And it calls that, just, I mean, that's number one. Go to Telawat, Telawano or Telatu. Number three, go to what? So that robot can approach you from the side, and you can only enter the food that you want. You sit down there, and it takes the receipt to the teller. And that robot can bring you the sort of food that you want, that you ordered. So if you check on that, it's already, I mean, promoting to poverty, unemployment. Because that post is supposed to be taken by one employee, of course. But on the other hand, it can also create job opportunity. Because, like on the automobile, at the service station, for that robot to operate, it needs an operator. Or not so?
There should be a human hand in that.
At least a
human supervisor supervising it to see if it is doing exactly what it's supposed to do, or maybe there's a malfunction somewhere.
Yeah, but overall, I think maybe 60% the robot system can create poverty. Yeah, because as you said, 95% of 93,000 million will be unemployed, or if you create maybe opportunity.
They say 85 million jobs will be lost.
Then
95 million jobs will be created. New jobs.
Now they one can wonder how if this guy Mao Lok create establish that restaurant where it can only be operated by robot, which is fine. Now, if you employ those six robots, you can already occupy six human being opportunities. Because there will be only one or two people who can operate those two robots. At the end of the day, six people are on the street. You also wonder how, now one can wonder how this person, how this system will create 95% zero payment on Earth. How?
You are just talking about, operators.
Yeah.
You are just talking about operators. Do you know that when, cell phones came, they destroyed business, and they created new ones. Because they destroyed the pick a phone thing where you go and pay money to call. Everybody now has a phone in his pocket. So what opportunity did they create? They create an opportunity where somebody is selling airtime to you.
Yeah.
And at the same time, this person is also, another person is selling to you, cell phone covers.
Yes.
This one creates a cell phone shop.
Shop, yeah, that's true.
And this one is also creates a cell phone repair shop.
Cell phone repair shop, yeah.
So one job that has lost equals to 4 to 5 jobs, new jobs that were created by cell phones.
Yeah, that one is true. Now coming to our society now. We used to embark on, many of us now have started on the kind of new service like Wi-Fi and those stuff. But we don't know exactly how to use it. I can process the Wi-Fi, but I don't know why, the reason using the Wi-Fi.
Want to be, watching your movies freely without disturbance. But you don't know that's an economy already to you.
That's the economy kind of system that's built in the house. Or at the nearby, even at the hood, neighborhood. One can come in, I can pay this amount for me to just to order. Now imagine a neighbor can come to your house to order things that he can go and sell to make a lot of money using your Wi-Fi. But you yourself, who bought the Wi-Fi, you don't know the use of Wi-Fi. You only put it in there for the sake of having Wi-Fi, maybe watching Facebook, WhatsApp, and those stuff. Yeah, it takes, but it needs, I think, an education still, again. Because government, of course, provides a lot of, to each citizen, access to Wi-Fi, access to the world outside. It's a quite good intention brought by our government.
Yeah.
But we individual, we only take it for granted.
Yeah.
You can, if one can look at that, but it's a good initiative. Maybe this one is between me and you. After I salute to you, because it has been a while, it has been a while now since you unpacked for us what's going on there between Ukraine and Russia. It has been a while now. You are my Al Jazeera and BBC, you know?
Yeah, no, look, I lost my I lost my phone. I lost my phone, I think 2 weeks ago. So now I'm really knocked down. I have no access to much of...
Now you are being shut off.
...information, yeah.
Now I'm totally lost. But I used to go here and there, but you know, this is now these guys seem to be being shut down by those Western. You can't see their things here on social media anyway. You have to dig deep.
Which one?
Like YouTube, like Russian television now is out.
Oh, Russia TV. No, I had access to that with my phone.
All right.
Yeah, I had access to all those channels.
Because I was having one here, and I think last month it was also blocked. RT what through you can access through Saudi Arabia. But even them, they are so, they so sooner to get through that part. But now you cannot get anything. The only thing you can get is from this Western, which has been painted already.
Yeah, no, fortunately, I hope to get the phone soon. Then, we'll be able to go back and have conversation.
Yeah, it's okay. For the system, okay, it's okay. But for the robotic system, we need to educate our public on how to use that.
Yes. Thank you very much. Right. Yeah. So, yeah, you can come through 083-288-4001. That's the number in studio if you want to be part of the conversation. Opportunities and new opportunities will always come. But the problem is, are we acquainting ourselves with what is currently happening? Are we part of the world? Are we part of where the world is going? Because you can only switch from analog. You know, when, like the example I gave earlier, that before we had smart TVs, we had, you know, this analog TV, the big box. Now we just have one, you know, flat, what we call the flat screen? Yeah. Then, people who only knew how to fix those other ones are out of market. But some people who reskilled, who upskilled themselves, they are now enjoying the market. They can fix they can fix even smart TV. You know, I said, if you have a Bluetooth connectivity that is not working, somebody must be able to fix that. Somebody must be able to run, you know, to be able to rerun those drivers and help them install them for you. And you pay them. That's money already. It's an opportunity. When computers came, some people started to venture into computer, you know, fixing computers, installing softwares. You know, maybe your window is expiring. You go and pay this guy some money to help you. That's already another opportunity. Yeah, so those are opportunities that come with change. The opportunities that come with change. We are going for a short break. We'll be going for a short break very soon. But before I go for a short break, if you want to be part of the conversation, you can just call through, then be able to take your calls.
Hello, Namibia. Indira pamanate luyuni walela pe. Lela pe onkaro ompu woma futiro no kusisa ngoka haguningwa pamkaro gongodi hokata vuru okutuminako omatumaraka goe agehe na ngoka go paipindi no taga dhanwa no kutuwa mbepo ethimbo ojo tuunjoka. Otovuru okuninga shike ko lela pe. Otovuru okutura omatumaraka goe mbepo torongisa oka epa ko Eagle FM nenge ka imba nenge hoka ka lela pe nenge utre moshifo sho The Villager ni kwao ya wedhako. Otovuru okuninga omafutiro goe. Otovuru ishe okuturako omatumaraka goe vinima ya yoroka. Ngashi omatumaraka gorukozi, omatumaraka gomahio, omatumaraka gomaharero ya mbeko gomavaro, no matumaraka gokwarukehe ngoka wahara utseithere oshiwana ashikesho monamibia okuza owarapo doranda tu ni thiringa itano metumaraka kehe. Lela pei oharongo ngini. Konga oka epa ko lela pei ko Play Store nenge ko App Store eto katura kakarekeri mongo dioe. Paturura o akauntawe oshari eto turamo omaothemba goe. Inda ko kanjato koe kimariwa eto turako oshimariwa to udhitha shoka topurwa uudhithe. Shampa wa mana oku turamo omaothemba goe hogora kucha wahara okurungitha ehangano nenge o vendaini o Eagle FM nenge o The Villager. Ronge kitha etumaraka joe eto thindi mpoka kwa shangwa send utume. Shamba watumu etumaraka joe otari turu wako Eagle FM, imba, lela pei, nenge kwa The Villager. Ouna ishwe ompito yokuturako irongwa mwewe yoko make. Tumina inimawe kwa digital etomalaite.com notai urikwa menderero. Opo ukare waguza kukara ndithi, tudengera nena kono rakita tuimwe mbari nora ndatongoi hamano ndatu ndatu nenge kono rakita tuimwe ndatu mbari hetatu 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 ne no nora yeri yari. Lela pei yimo nena nena tai adhika ko App Store no ko Google Play Store.
Oulium nangeshefa noa hara kushivifa oma akuro yo kupitira mohorike radio station na yo Eagle FM. Enya mkuro olongaha. Ninge kwa tafano na Monica kushikondosho ipindi konora hetatu imwe, heali imwe, ne heali, imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116. Mwamberewa konora hetatu natu, mbali o hetatu vatatu, ne nola no natu. Nenge tumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na opo umone oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Hello Namibia, welcome to the world of Lela Pay. Lela Pay is an easy to use payment and booking mobile app that allows you to send out classified adverts.
All right, sorry for that. Yeah, so to conclude with what we are saying is that the projection of how much jobs will be, you know, created, they project higher jobs to 90 million. On over 95 million. And we already have around 4 billion or to 3 to 4 billion connected devices in the world. 3 to 4 billion connected devices in the world, and that number is expected to increase because somebody has a laptop and a computer box. Then this person has an Android phone and an Apple phone. And you see, people have multiple devices. And even the you know, the new devices, the new TVs that are coming on, they are having features, other features like, you know, Bluetooth. And to some point, at some point, they even want to put Bluetooth in your fridge. They want to put Bluetooth in your fridge. Because they are moving, everything is moving towards interconnectivity. So everything is moving towards interconnectivity, where to the point even if this reaches a climax, if what, you know, experts are saying is true, if this reaches a climax, you will have what I always tell you, smart homes, smart toilets, smart bathrooms, smart blankets, smart watches. We have smart watches. We are going to soon have, you know, even smart shoes, smart diapers. The diaper is connected via Bluetooth to a device that reports to you if the child's diaper needs to be changed. It's a full. So it will, they are working on that already. There was a demo on this Bluetooth diaper, if I'm not mistaken, 2017 already. Yeah. 2017. I'm a person that really follows the technology, how it is evolving. The only problem now is that, you know, I'm a bit locked out. But I think it was launched in 2017 together with a smart pill that was also launched the same year. And it's been approved by the Food and Drug Administration to be used to, you know, to people with certain, you know, illnesses. And you see, also Pfizer has also developed a pill, you know, for, I think it's to treat COVID-19. They are coming up with a pill instead of an injection. We are, you know, in a situation where things will be interconnected, and if it reaches that climax, we are even going to be fascinated by what what our fridges and stoves, the features that they are going to have, because this time we only have them that are cooling and that's it. So we might expect some other features, some other functionality, some other functions that we already have. Talking microwaves that have been launched with assistive technology. We also have talking lifts. In some countries they also have talking, you know, robots, traffic robots that are designed.
Circumcised keeps it clean and reduces a man's risk of getting sexually transmitted infections, including HIV. It's safe and it's free. Man up. Get the smart cut. To book for a free circumcision or to find out more, WhatsApp 081-309-2729 or visit us on Facebook at VMMC Namibia.
Speak your mind while respecting the opinions of others.
How can you say Namibia was brought on a silver platter when...
Yeah, so those are designed, you know, for the blind users. And there is another company, an assistive technology company that is called Nuance, that has signed an agreement with Google and those other, you know, manufacturers, car manufacturers, to provide them with the assistive technologies as far as the voice technology is concerned in the new cars. So in 10 years to come, they are projecting that even blind people will drive cars, except myself. But that's the projection that they are coming up with, because they have signed agreement with Google and other car manufacturing companies to provide them with this assistive voice technology. I have a reason why I don't want to drive a car, especially with self-driving cars, because for me, they are still too dramatic. But let me end here. Of course, before I go, let me greet Dwight.
Franz.
Yes.
Well, Franz, your ending is an interesting one in terms of you'll have to perhaps look at the ownership of that self-driving car. Because if the car can drive itself, why must you own it?
Yeah, I mean, people, you know, when it comes to technology, I look at it from an ethical point of view. Mm. Not really from, but many are excited that, it's a self-driving car, it drives itself, so you don't have the headache.
Mm.
But there's just a lot that comes with a self-driving car.
Mm.
I'm sure you have been following what the drama that Tesla has, you know, had these 2 years.
Mm.
Yeah, so, and they are projecting now in 10 years that, blind people must also be able to drive. There was an application that was launched in France, I think some years ago. Mm. It's, you know, that they deem to develop it further so that it may also be in cars.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this is a marketing, you know, view, point of view.
Yeah.
It may not be, you know, practically sound.
Mm.
Yeah, that's how I look at it.
And sometimes even the development can take even much longer than the marketing hype that is being created first.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. The marketing sensation comes first, and they give you that hope to hope for what is coming, but it's taking long.
Mm.
Do you remember that in 2018 they launched a sex robot called Harmony?
Yeah.
Up to now we don't have it in market.
That is true, Franz. That is true. Yeah.
Yeah. So when they launched it, it sounded as if it is going to be in market, you know, tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we don't have it in market yet.
And also, it's also one of the other philosophic questions we've got to answer is that. Are we really trying to replace ourselves with AI and robotics and all those other kind of stuff?
Yeah, I mean, it's a very tricky question to answer because who is actually the beneficiary of artificial intelligence?
Exactly.
If you really look at it from an ethical point of view, who is benefiting from artificial intelligence?
Mm.
Is it an ordinary person or is it
The company that owns it,
who is the beneficiary of artificial intelligence?
Mm.
Yeah, so those are the questions that ethical people are asking themselves.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right. Let me go, and of course, have a great show. Right.
No problem.
Speak your mind while respecting the opinions of others.
How can you say Namibia was brought on a silver platter when so many people were massacred?
No, that's not what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
I mean on the silver platter.
In terms of the infrastructure.
Of the infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there were schools, there were roads, there were...
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
To grab that victory against Ivory Coast will be a big one for us. It will be the first...
For social position, mm-hmm. to raise a child. What does that mean? Baby dumping.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
The commander say hold fire, they hold fire. When the commander says fire, they fire. You know, they are trained to kill. We are trained to arrest people and bring them before court.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
That's why some of us wear unbranded clothes.
Mm.
Because it's about selling their product.
So talk on Eagle FM. Eagle FM, the eye.
Hello, Namibia. Welcome to the world of Lela Pay. LelaPay is an easy-to-use payment and booking mobile app that allows you to send out classified adverts or messages to your consumers and have them published in real time. What can you do on LelaPay? Place classified adverts and messages on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, LelaPay app, and place adverts in the Villager and many more vendors. You can also make payments. One can place messages of any events, including promotion, invitations, birthday wishes, funeral notices, and any announcement you wish to announce on a national level, starting from $3.50 per message. So, how does it work? Download Lela Pay app and open the app. Step 1. Register an account for free and log in to your account. Step 2. Go to your wallet balance and fund your account by filling in the required details. Step 3. Once registered, go to the vendor icons and select a vendor of your choice, Eagle FM or The Villager. Step 4. Schedule your message, type it out, and press send. Step 5. Once sent, your message or advert will shortly get published on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, Lela Pay, or The Villager newspaper. You also have the option to submit artworks for your adverts. Send these to digital@omalaiti.com and they will be published shortly. To be added onto the vendor list, contact us at 081-203-9633 or 083-288-400 or simply email us at digital@omalaiti.com. Lela Pay. Download it today. Available in the App Store and Google Play.